Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Etan yat yat bhutanyeva karmanyata mahatmanaha proktani munibhik shrutva vismayamasa pandavaha tata krishno bravidvakyam punarmati matambaraha yudhishthiram dharma nidim puruhuta miveshwaraha. So we are coming to the end here. You know, he describes all the maharshis. After hearing all the maharshis describing about the glory of Maheshwara to Yudhishthira, you know, Yudhishthira was completely amazed. And then Krishna starts speaking to Yudhishthira again, who represents righteousness. So Dharmaputra is Yudhishthira. That's why he is represented as righteousness. He is called as, you know, Dharma Nidim, the form of righteousness here. But the ultimate, you know, Ritakam Satyam. Mahadeva is the ultimate, you know, form of righteousness. Ritakam Satyam. Satyam means truth personified. Ritakam means righteousness personified. Ritakam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Krishna Pingalam Urdvaretam Virupaksham Vishwarupam Namamyaham. Moving on, Vasudeva. Krishna talks to Yudhishthira. Vasudeva Uvacha. Here is where he brings in Upamanyu Maharshi. So he brings, till this time, in the 18th chapter, various rishis glorified Mahadeva. So now Upamanyu gives his last, he gives his final message to Krishna. So that is shared by Vasudeva to Yudhishthira. Vasudeva uvacha upamanyurmayi praha tapannivadivakaraha ashubaih papakarmano yenarah kalushi krutaha. Upamanyu seemed to blaze with the effulgence like that of the sun. Aditya varnam tamasak parastat. Mahadeva is described as Aditya varnam. Now, golden effulgence is coming out of the body of Mahadeva. Umasahayam parameshwaram prabham trilochanam neelakantam prashantam vyatva munargacchati bhutayonam samasta saksham tamasak parastat. Purusha Suktam says Aditya varnam tamasak parastat. So Aditya varna, Mahadeva is described as shuddha spatika sankasha, either camphor white or milk white or golden in complexion in the Upanishad. So his devotees are also like that. So Upamanyu is described as, you know, blazing like the effulgence equal to that of the sun. And then Upamanyu said to Vasudeva, that is Krishna, you know, papa karmano, sinful men with unrighteous deeds do not succeed in attaining Ishvara. The same message that was given by Upamanyu's mother to Upamanyu. Duvigneyo durakaro duranta durantaro durakritaha. So duratmas can never understand. Shiva dveshis can never understand Mahadeva, O Upamanyu. So that was the message that was given by Upamanyu's mother to Upamanyu. And the same thing is being shared by Upamanyu to Krishna. Sinful men of unrighteous deeds can never understand. People who have Shiva dvesham can never succeed in attaining Ishvara, O Krishna. And they are bound by the attributes of Rajas and Tamas. They can never approach the supreme reality, Mahadeva. So here he says, you know, Rajas Tamas. Some people make fun of, like, you know, Mahadeva is bound by Tamoguna. But here, like, Mahadeva is described as Shuddha Sattva. Yes, Shuddha Sattva ha te Brahma Loketu Paraantakale Paramritat Parimuchyanti Sarve. So he is beyond the three modes of material nature. He is the creator of Brahma, Narayana, Rudra. He is Shuddha Sattva. The Sattva, Rajas and Tamo Gunas are not bound, you know. Mahadeva is not bound by those three Gunas. He alone is described as Shuddha Sattva. So that's why he says, people who are bound by the attributes of Rajas and Tamas can never approach the Supreme Deity. Mahadeva is the destroyer of Tamas within the Devas and also within the Jivas. He is not bound by Tamas. He destroys the Tamas of Kamadeva by burning him into ashes. He destroys the Tamas of Yama by kicking him on his kicking Yama with his left foot. He destroys the Tamas of Agni also. And then he destroys the tamas of Indra, he destroys the tamoguna of Brahma by cutting off his fifth head, he destroys the tamoguna of Vishnu also.
Matsya kurma varahamscha narasimha trivikramo hatva netrecha meenasya kamatasyasti karkasham varahasya cha damishtracha nrisimhasya tvacham tata trivikramasya prishtasti grihitvaiva puravayam.
He destroys the ahankara of Brahma and Vishnu when they were searching for the, when they tried to fight in ahankara, saying that, you know, Brahma said, I am the supreme, and Vishnu said, I am the supreme reality, and Mahadeva appeared in the size of a span, size of a thumb, and then increased his size, and Brahma and Vishnu went in search of the beginning and end of Lord Shiva, and they were not able to locate the beginning and end of Mahadeva, and they surrendered to Mahadeva. In this way, he destroyed the ahankara of Brahma and Vishnu. Coming to the incarnations of Vishnu, he pulled the Matsya, you know, Matsya Kurma, they came for a specific purpose to save the world. But that also happened by the grace of Parashakti and Paramashiva. So forgetting that, Vishnu's incarnations, Matsya was bound by Ahankara, ego. He thought that I am the supreme lord of the universe, I am the supreme savior of the universe. And then Mahadeva destroys his Ahankara by pulling off his eyes. Hatva netrecha meenasya. Kamatasyasti karkasham. The kurma, that is the tortoise, is known for its shell on the top. And then he pulls the shell of Kurma Deva when he was bound by Ahankara. And then Varahasya Dhamishtracha. Varaha is known for its, the Varaha Deva was known for his tusk. Now with the tusk only he bore the entire earth on the tusks. And when he was bound by Ahankara, the tusk was broken by Maheshwara. And then he had the tusk of Varaha as an ornament on his hip. And then Nrisimhasya Tvacham Tata, this is a known fact, where Mahadeva appears as Sharaba and then peels the skin of Narasimha and wears it as a garment. Trivikramasya Prishtasti Grihitvaiva Puravayam. He tears the backbone of Trivikrama when he was bound by Ahankara. So in this way, Mahadeva is the destroyer of Ahankara within the Jivas and the Devas. He is not bound by Ahankara, he is beyond the three modes of material nature, and that's why Upamanyu says people who are bound by Rajas and Tamoguna can never ever approach the supreme Mahadeva, who is beyond the three modes of material nature, who is Shuddha Sattva. He is not just Sattva, he is Shuddha Sattva. Mahadeva alone is Shuddha Sattva. So by the way, Shuddha Sattva comes in the Mundaka Upanishad, Kaivalya Upanishad, and also in the Mahanarayana Upanishad, referring to Maheshwara. ईशानं न प्रपद्यन्ते तमोराज सवृत्तयः ईश्वरं संप्रपद्यन्ते द्विजा भावि तबा तबावनाः सर्वता वर्तमानोपि यो भक्तः परमेश्वरे. You know, it is only the righteous people who have got rid of all their sins after doing punya karma for many many births can succeed in attaining the supreme reality Mahadeva. And he goes on to say that even if a person lives in enjoyment, you know, pleasure and luxury, and yet he is devoted to Maheshwara, he is still regarded as equal to the ascetics. So that's what Upamanyu, because Upamanyu says this, because, you know, though that person is enjoying always in pleasure and luxury, but still he has the devotion for Lord Shiva, still he is regarded equal to the ascetics. So because he is devoted to Maheshwara, why he is regarded equal to the ascetics? Because he is devoted to Maheshwara. That's the point to be noted. Upamanyu Maharshi says that.